98.5 K-Fox, the classic rock experience. I'm Greg Kinn, 705. And the last band standing marches on. You know, this is our fourth year doing this, Chris. You'd think we'd start to get it right at some point here.
Nah.
No. That's, you know, it's just because we're just ourselves, right?
It's not fun to plan.
That's right, Chris. It's not fun to plan, but today we've got... I can't even talk like that. All right, two more bands to play live today. The Megatones, I believe, are in the studio right now. And, of course, our panel of judges, which is now down to two, by the way. Reed Zorro and Robert Berry got up early and got here in time. Brad Cava, however, is tardy. Tardy. I love that word, tardy. But we can... We can move on. I'm sure that he's on his way. He's probably listening right now, and he can hear the band along with the rest of the world.
Where are you Megatones from?
Oh, hey, Chris. We're from all over the Bay Area, actually. So Mike Wills, our drummer's from Santa Cruz, and then we got Santa Clara, Sunnyvale, and San Jose.
What do you guys do for a living when you're not making music?
So I work on software for people with disabilities, screen readers for the blind, and on-screen keyboards for
really?
People. Yeah.
Do you do anything for dumb people? Like, you know, screen readers for the stupid? Because right now I'm as thick as a brick.
So, Dick works at Apple. He's a big hardware guy at Apple.
Cool.
Kenny owns a bar, Woodham's, and in Santa Clara, right? Yeah, Woodham's in Santa Clara. Mike Wills, I think you're at... in finance, and this gentleman over here, Mr. Mike Salt, he has he plays and teaches guitar at Foothill College.
A nice cross section of society.
Yes, I'm a low life, basically.
And you're what did you say? You're the low man on the totem pole.
Yeah.
All right. What is the first song going to be this morning?
It's going to be Roadhouse
by the Doors.
Yes,
an excellent choice. All right, ladies and gentlemen, performing live before the K-Fox microphones. Here are the Megatones.
to your teacher, you're gone. Hey, Ray. Passionate ladies. Passionate ladies. Give up your vows. Give up your vows.
The Megatones, as they say in England, the Megatones. That was excellent, you guys.
Thanks a lot, man.
Sounding good, and a nice mix there by Mike O'Brien, who was on loan from the Sharks. Doing a great job there, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
So we turn now to our panel of judges. And has Brad showed up yet, guys?
No, Brad.
No, we're all by ourselves here, Greg.
Okay, well then we will suspend our disbelief. And then just pretend that he's there. I'll vote for him. So we've got Robert Berry from the group Three. Robert, you've worked with a lot of great musicians over the years, and I think you'd be able to tell a good idea from a bad one at this point in time, right?
Yeah, I've been very lucky, Greg, yeah.
And you're also kind of a studio mogul.
Mogul.
I love that word, mogul. And, of course, Reed Zaro, who's been booking Bay Area bands for, the last 200 years, right?
Yeah, at least 200, maybe three.
And pretty much knows which way is up. Now, you guys got a good look at the Megatones. I know that particular song, L.A. Woman, is, we've had it done before.
Hello.
I'm sorry.
I think that Roadhouse. Was Roadhouse, Greg.
I'm sorry. So, whenever we have Sugar Sugar down here on the show... Jesus, you know, it's just too early for me to be thinking. I can't pull it off.
What do you mean? The show's half over. What do you want to do, show up at 9?
You think? Would that work? Anyways, I've seen other bands do that particular song in the contest here, and it's a very difficult song to gauge a band by because it's, you know, it's basically just, you know, rock and roll boogie. And it's where you can't really tell if the singer's great because, you know, it's a limited range. It's Jim Morrison's range. How did you gauge him, Reed?
Well, I think Roadhouse, it's, you know, 7 in the morning is a valiant effort by anybody. So
yes, that's true.
I thought it was a really solid rendition looking at it from a booking agent side.
Yep.
You know, it works.
It works. I agree. It works. Robert, what do you feel?
Well, first of all, Brad wasn't here, and they did have a harmonica player, so it's too bad that Brad wasn't here because he's
he's our harp authority here.
Yeah, everything was great. I liked the jamming. You know, they didn't just get in and play a song. They warmed it up
a
little bit.
They opened it up a little, yeah.
You can really tell, I'm sure it comes across on the air, but in the studio here, too, these guys probably have been together for a while. They were really tight and had that energy when you lock in, you know?
Exactly. All right, we look forward to the next song by the Megatones, and then after that one, you guys are going to render your scoring.
Anything you Megatones want to say to the judges?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Say only nice things to the judges.
Yeah. You want to kiss a little butt there?
Thanks a lot, Chris. We really appreciate that.
you guys are the greatest. Yeah. I love you guys.
Hey. Don't they look good?
Yeah, say like nice shirt and things like that. You're good clothes
shape
today.
You're good looking too, gentlemen.
There you go.
We can't do, you know, the cover girls, right? They, you know, I didn't wear my tutu today.
Yeah, she had like an aluminum foil tutu. It was very striking, actually. You could see it from a mile away.
It was pretty hot.
All right, we're going to have another song by the Megatones coming up. Live music in the studios this morning as part of the Last Band Standing contest. These are the finalists.
It's the Greg Ken Show on 98.5 K-Fox.
98.5 K-Fox, the home of the fourth annual Last Band Standing contest. Vote for your favorites today, 8 a.m. to... What am I saying? 8 a.m. 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Why can't I get that right?
Did you get the
facts
wrong?
You've got to do it by 8 p.m. tonight at kfox.com. I'm Greg Kinn. It's 7:31. The Last Band Standing March. Would you just take over for me, Chris? I can't. But you. Brad Kov is here.
I could slap you.
And he joins Robert Barry and Reed Zaro as our panel of three judges. And they're about to hear the second song this morning from the Megatones. Anything that you Megatones wanted to say to the people out there listening?
You know what? I'd like to say thanks to the Mega fans who got us here to the Final Four because, you know, I mean, we want to win and everything, but the main thing was getting in here in the studio and getting to play live. So this is just fabulous.
Isn't it a kick playing live on the radio? Because, you know, your friends are out there listening and your family and everything, and it just, I don't know, I never get tired of it. It's just cool.
Yeah, so thanks, you guys. This is a ton of fun.
All right, now, what is your next selection going to be?
We're
going to
do Magic Carpet Ride.
Oh, by Steppenwolf.
Steppenwolf.
Right, all right, so, ladies and gentlemen, performing live before our microphones, here are the Megatones. That's it. You need a little ow at the end there, you know, the brum, ay. All right, 98.5 K-Fox, the home of the fourth annual Last Band Standing contest. You're listening to the finalists right now. Vote for your favorite today, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. at kfox.com. We have our panel of three judges, all now ensconced and ready to rock. Let's start with Reed Zorro. You know, he's been booking bands here in the Bay Area since, I think, the early 20s. He's seen a lot of bands come and go.
Yes, and, I have.
He's one of those guys that can really gauge the not only the talent in a band, but whether or not they're going to have the juice to draw people into the clubs. Reed, what did you think of that last tune?
I liked it. I'm a Steppenwolf fan. I mean, for me, actually, I like it a little dirtier and grittier than that in the Steppenwolf vein. But it was a good, solid rendition, and I think overall it's a very solid, strong band. I would give it an 8.
You're going to give them an 8?
Yep.
All right. Now, we turn now to Robert Berry, a guy that's played with some pretty good musicians in his time and knows the ins and outs of his studio in the Campbell. Robert, what did you think?
Well, these guys are great musicians, Greg. I also think they sound a little bit like a tribute band because they're getting the vibe of the original band, but they put their own thing in it. I like that.
Yeah.
They're jamming again, which is cool. They're opening it up, you know.
Okay. What is your rating?
I want to say, too, most of the keyboard players, the guitar players are rocking out here. This keyboard player is really rocking out. If you see him in the studio, which is very cool.
With his elbows and everything?
Oh, he's all over the place.
Okay. I love it when they play with their elbows.
7.5 for me.
7.5. All right. Very, very good.
That's 15.5 so far for the Megatones.
We now turn to Brad Cava, the legendary music critic here in the Bay Area, last known as the San Jose Mercury News, but you can now check him out at radio-soup.com.
You know what Radio Soup is, right, Greg?
It was like chicken noodle soup.
It's the only place in the Bay Area you can read about local rock music.
There you go. The only place in the Bay Area. All right.
Radio dash soup. Radio and radio.
Isn't that also the new Bruce Springsteen single?
Radio everywhere.
Radio soup.
Yeah.
Okay, so what did you think of the Megatones,
well,
Brad?
Man, I liked them a lot. The tune I heard on the radio, I thought they were a tribute band. They hit the doors so perfectly.
Yep.
Then they come back with Steppenwolf, which was bulletproof. I was tempted. I wanted to take points off because they have a guy from Apple in there.
Uh-huh.
And I spent the last 3 days, that's the reason I'm late, installing Leopard.
Oh.
10,000 pictures I've got to manually sort through.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
You know, you're the second guy in 2 days to tell me that they had a problem installing Leopard.
I was up all night and all night the night before trying to get Leopard in.
Yeah.
Anyway, but that aside, I love these guys. I mean, they really, really, they did everything right.
Okay, so what is your rating going
to
be?
I'm afraid to say this. No, I can't remember your contest starting out this strongly every other year.
It has been pretty good this year, hasn't
it? These guys
it?
Were about bulletproof to me. I'm going to give them an 8.5.
8.5?
Yeah.
All right. So would you tally that up, Chris, and use your... I want you to use all of your skills and all your knowledge and tell me what the total is.
24 out of 30. Did I get that right, Megatones?
24 out of 30. Not bad.
8 plus 8.5 plus 7.5.
All right. Okay. Well, good luck to you guys in the voting. Remember, you got to rally all your fans to vote today between 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. at kfox.com. And thanks for coming down, guys.
Hey, thanks a lot, you guys. It was totally fun.
All right.
All right.
Now, we're going to have more live music as the morning wears on. What's our second band today?
The Caloric?
Caloric Ultra Ray. What? Yes. I got to ask them about that name.
It's the Greg Kin Show on 98.5 KFox.